Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hembach with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi and tonight game two for the Sounds and the Tides. And we're joined by Sounds first base and infield coach David Tufoe. And David, those two parts of your job are very interesting to me and from the standpoint of the fans see you as a first base coach, and we can talk about that. But the infield coach portion is usually all the early work that fans don't always get to see. Starting with first base coach, you know, long a position that for years in the minor leagues, just an extra pitcher would go out and stand with a helmet on and do the job of a first base coach. We all know there's so much more to that role than that. Describe it from your standpoint and some of the intricacies that may seem obvious to you, but maybe to a fan or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens a lot with a first base coach is a lot of preparation goes into the base running side of it. Every night we'll go over the starting pitcher for that night, kind of study what his moves are, how frequent he's picking off, his time to the plate, anything he's doing that's different when he's delivering versus a pickoff that we can kind of key on and try to steal extra bases there. Understanding the outfielders and infielders' arms, positionings, and where we can take extra 90s and when we need to be more cautious over there. Yeah, it's just having an extra set of eyes and ears for that base runner to help them, encourage them to, you know, be a better base runner, be a smarter base runner over there.
And man, it feels like the game is trending toward more importance on that role just because the pickoffs are limited for a pitcher. Running game is up around the game. Have you noticed the role feeling different just in these last 2 years compared to earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, the past 2 years are the only 2 years that I've been first base coach in professional baseball. My first couple years I was, managing down in rookie ball, so I was doing third base coach there. But even in my short stint here a couple years ago, I was doing first base coach here, and it was completely different then than it is now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different intricacies that need to be aware about and just stay sharp on. Just like the game goes a lot quicker, you know, have a good attention span with those base runners and helping them out.
Describe the relationship that you need to have with Ned Yost IV, who's coaching over at third. During an inning, you can't run over and chat with him, but you guys know each other well enough. You're looking at some of the same things. Are there nonverbal cues and sort of body language reads that go on?
Yeah, we have a pretty good mindset between the two of us. We can kind of read each other. A lot of it comes down to the preparation pregame, understanding what we want to do from a base running standpoint, what we have in the lineup that day, what the other team has. And the flow of the game is going to dictate a lot of what we're doing as well. But we'll look at each other and we'll just, you know, kind of look a certain way or have some sort of subtle gesture that we know that we're on the same page and, we can try to maximize those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. As an infield coach, you and these guys put in so much work, hour after hour, day after day. What kind of pride factor is involved in a call-up like yesterday for Tyler Black? He's not a finished product at first base, and a 10-year first baseman's not a finished product at first base. But what's it like to see Tyler in the show now?
It's really fun. It's really cool to see him. Just knowing how much hard work he's been putting into it since spring, where he's been primarily, tabbed as a first baseman at that point, the hours he puts in, the extra stuff that he's, seeking all of us out, whoever's available at that point, to give him, some extra reps. We've had Jeremy Accardo, pitching coach, throwing balls from across the diamond sometimes while I'm working with him at first on his picks and everything. So it's a team effort, and it's just when you have someone like Tyler whose, mind only works hard, it makes it easy for him to grow and get better. So, like I said, it's not a finished product, but from where he was to where he is now, he's done a great job, and I'm really happy and proud for him.
He goes up yesterday, and down here, you guys carry on business as usual, sort of next man up. I happened to look out yesterday. You're doing a lot of the same drills with Noah Campbell that you were doing every day with Tyler.
Yeah, it's that's kind of how it is. It started from ground level, trying to get the simple, basic mentality over there at first base down. A lot of the plays that would likely happen, those picks, those ground balls in different spots of the diamond, it's things that people take for granted or may not understand. It's first base, you can throw anyone out there. It's a pretty defensive position that is now trending that way, just because we value the defensive aspect so much. Having a reliable and confident first baseman really helps the rest of the infield group and, prevents those runs and helps us win games.
Is it the footwork? Is that the part that there's so much more to it than people realize, or is it reads off the bat? What part of it is not given the credit that it deserves?
I would say, you know, it's all components, but the footwork is a really big piece of it. You have to be athletic. You have to know when to stride and stretch for a ball, know when to let the ball come to you. You know, getting to the front part of the base or the back part of the base when, depending if it's coming throws from third base, shortstop, second base, just those little inches, maneuvering yourself to be in a better position to, you know, get that close play if we're positioned right, or get that pick just enough space for yourself to make that pick. And again, it's all because of where you're settled in over there at first base and how you're reading the throws.
Well, I know you got to get out there and do it today. Appreciate your time as always.
No, thank you, Jeff.
All right, first base and bench coach and infield coach David Tufo. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.